Good evening. It's 10:42 in Ireland, and I'm in Cork, near the south coast of the island. And I'm not in Dublin, and that's really relevant to this, because if I was in Dublin, I'd feel I was in the city of Ulysses. Ulysses. It doesn't really matter what the pronunciation is. It's basically where Molly Bloom's soliloquy is about. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you the end of James Joyce's Ulysses. And it's a crazy piece of writing because there are no commas, there are no full stops, there are no semicolons, nor, you know, it's just all there. And it demands quite a lot of nerve to have a go at it, especially when you haven't read it in a while. So I'm feeling brave. So I'm going to have a go at reading for you the very end of one of the most influential novels in the English language of all time, I suppose you would say. And Molly Bloom is really a name of for Dublin. And here's how Joyce finished his novel. Here's the soliloquy, or part of it, because I think it's even longer than this. In the background, you'll hear washing machines and stuff like that. And this will be about 4 minutes long, I suspect. And it's a bit of a tongue twister. The sun shines for you, he said, the day we were lying among the rhododendrons on Hoth Head, in the grey tweed suit and his straw hat, the day I got him to propose to me. Yes, first I gave him the bit of seed cake out of my mouth, and it was leap year like now. Yes, 16 years ago, my God. After that long kiss, I near lost my breath. Yes, he said, was a flower of the mountain. Yes, so we are flowers, all a woman's body. Yes, that was one true thing he said in his life. And the sun shines for you today. Yes, that was why I liked him, because I saw he understood or felt what a woman is, and I knew I could always get round him, and I gave him all the pleasure I could, leading him on, till he asked me to say yes, and I wouldn't answer, first only looking out over the sea, and the sky I was thinking of, so many things he didn't know of Mulvey and Mr. Stanhope and Hester and Father and old Captain Groves and the sailors playing All Birds Fly. And I say stoop and washing up dishes, they called it on the pier. And the sentry in front of the governor's house with the thing round his white helmet, poor devil, half roasted, and the Spanish girls laughing in their shawls and their tall combs, and the auctions in the morning, the Greeks and the Jews and the Arabs and the devil knows who else from all the ends of Europe, and Duke Street and the Fowl Market all clucking outside Larby Sharans, and the poor donkeys slipping half asleep, and the vague fellows in the cloaks asleep in the shade on the steps, and the big wheels of the carts of the bulls, and the old castle, thousands of years old. Yes, and those handsome Moors, all in white and turbans like kings, asking you to sit down in their little bit of a shop, and Rhonda with the old windows of the Posadas glancing eyes, a lattice hid for her lover, to kiss the iron and the wine shops open, half open at night, and the castanets, and the night we missed the boat in Algeciras, the watchman going about serene with his lamp, and oh, that awful deep down torrent. Oh, and the sea crimson, sometimes like fire, and the glorious sunsets, and the fig trees in the Alameda gardens. Yes, and all the queer little streets, and pink and blue and yellow houses, and the rose gardens, and the jasmine, and geraniums, and cactuses, and Gibraltar, as a girl where I was a flower of the mountain. Yes, when I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used. Or shall I wear a red? Yes, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall. And I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again. Yes, and then he asked me, would I? Yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down. Joe, me, so he could feel my breasts, all perfume, yes, and his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will. Yes. And that's it. And that's it.